You're listening to the Second Life Podcast Network.
Where's the orange juice? Coffee's not ready, or whatever. Okay.
Word Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally, you're going to hear a 100 Word Story all by its lonesome, but it's Saturday, and that's the day we have the weekly challenge. I post the topic, and you have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. It sounds fun, doesn't it? It is. Well, Planet Z picked the topic of gold, and we've got a bunch of stories in about gold. Welcome back, everyone. Let's find out who won last week to see who goes first this week. And it's... who is it, anyway? Hold on. 100 Word Stories, and view, and it's Thomas with 10. Congratulations, Thomas Merkle. God, what a great day it is outside. What am I doing inside? What am I doing recording this thing? I don't know. I'm going to go for a walk a little later. But Thomas, congratulations. Celebrate. Let's hear what you've got for this week.
Hello, I'm Thomas Merkle, back with another story for Weekly Challenge 108, Gold. I had a couple of stories for this one floating around in my mind. Not the least was a very dry elemental classification of gold. Fortunately, this character, Melvin, presented himself to me and saved us all from Chemistry 101. So may I introduce to you, Gold, Agent of Satan. Melvin Goldberg was his name, but his fellow demons called him Gold. He was impatient. Plenty of work still laid ahead of him, but Gold loved his job. The campaigns were in full swing, with everybody eager to sell their soul. Just a flash of his smarmy smile, and they were Golds. Whatever promises he had to make, he would. Democrat, Republican, hell, even Jedi. They would cast principles aside and sign on the dotted line. Winners and losers didn't matter. He was, after all, in sales, not fulfillment. That was somebody else's department. So many politicians, so little time.
Oh, thank you, Thomas. Okay, where'd my script go? The text for each story is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast or whatever they sent for me to link, if they sent something for me to link. You've got to put the URLs in the emails. Yeah, I know. The forms fill themselves out at pollhost.com, and sometimes the data falls away and the cookies get all crumbled and all that crap, but whatever. Okay, well, we've actually got some rookies this week. Welcome aboard, kids. It's time for a fun ride. MCJC. What does MCJC stand for? Mice can jump chickens. Mice can jump chickens gracefully enters the room as you can look up stainless steel matryoshka at misfitina.livejournal.com, and there's another URL, but still, that's where you can find out more about MCJC. Monkeys cheeseburger. I don't know. In the show notes, suggest what MCJC could stand for. Now that I've completely made a jackass of myself making fun of these initials, let's just play your story, and I'll just write up an apology.
Hip wears silver, family wears gold. She chose copper bangles and colored glass beads. On holidays, she would receive gold hoops or rings, tennis bracelets, and charms. She dreamt of melting them down into a bar as a doorstop. Meaningless. Save LeMay tops, frosted hair, big brooches at JCPenney. Save time spent before growing apart. Each unworn piece, treasure of mall trips and distant sisterhood. Friends adored in silver and hemp shirts said titanium lasts forever. Yet gold survives, fluid like memory and love, familiar in the glow, the ancient desire to capture the sun, the warm, and the good.
Thank you, MCJC. You can find out more about MCJC at Stainless Steel Matryoshka. The link is up in the show notes. You know, I like to capture the sun. I put it in a jar, and then I shake it, and I go, "Hey, little sun, I'm not going to do anything me too." Then I shake it again. "Hey, little sun, how your food?" And then the next morning, like, the sun's dead because I didn't poke any holes in the top of the jar. Sorry about that, guys. I mean, I should have looked something up. I mean, they don't teach you that you need to poke holes in the jar when you capture the sun in grade school. They don't. The next rookie that we've got here is Justin. You have to say exactly like that. Justin from Space Turtle. Yes. TheBeendom.com/Space Turtle. Okay. Let's hear what Justin has for us.
Hello. I'm Justin LeMaster from the Space Turtle at TheBeendom.com/Space Turtle, where I write mini fiction stories, make up fake news, and even put up some little stupid videos sometimes that I make. This is my first 100-word story for this podcast, and I hope you enjoy it. The topic is gold, and the story is called The Golden Boy.
Hey, you. Golden Boy. That's right. You. I've had enough of your shenanigans, making my boys disappear. I don't know where they go, but I don't believe you turn criminals into people that help the poor. And me and my bat here are going to settle this disagreement.
The thug swung the bat. The man with the yellow ingot symbol on his chest grabbed it. The bat turned gold, as did the man that held it. The golden boy then melted the body down, forming it into golden bricks, which he then sold, donating the money to the poor.
Oh, cool. He's got the Midas touch. Yeah! Neato. Oh, and by the way, about stupid little videos, I like stupid little videos. Have you ever seen the lazy, slinky one? I might post that again at some point. Well, thank you, Justin the Space Turtle. Looking forward to more from you. But before we jump ahead of ourselves, let's jump behind ourselves and go back to the veterans. These are the people that keep coming back more and more and more. No one knows why. But, you know, here. For instance, let's take Tom from Footnote, for example, who hasn't yet posted another 8 things. We need 8 things. Right? Look over there in the corner. Guy David, okay, maybe don't look at the corner. Don't look at the corner. Instead, focus on this.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Tonight's story is called If a Sparrow Fell. Billy Ray slid across the vinyl in the booth. Alma Sue fingered the crystal salt shaker. The smell of coffee embraced the acrid tinge of sweet crude. Billy flipped the edge of the tiny black velvet box. The glow in Alma's eyes reflected the golden diamond, his token of love. Irene slid between the couple and deposited a piece of absinthe pie. "Oh, Billy, such opulence," purred Alma, sliding the golden ring onto her finger. The last rays of the golden sun was setting on love's labors lost. The tiny cross upon her neck glowed. Oh, fuck. Zombies.
Yay! Wait, zombies? Where'd that come? Okay. Thank you, Tom. You can check out more from Tom when he starts it back up again at footnote.libsyn.com. We miss you, man. Next up is Stephen the Nuclear Man, Stephen the Nuclear Man, Stephen the Nuclear Man, Stephen the Nuclear Man. And funnier if it was four different voices. Papers.ods.org is where you can find everything you need to know to build an atomic... Oh, I'm not going to tell you what... Marmoset. That's right, the atomic marmoset. This is the inventor of the atomic marmoset. Do you remember the Cleveland Project? I do. I do. And I have become Marmoset, that famous destroyer of jelly jars. All right. I obviously need more coffee. Here's Stephen the Nuclear Man.
But Keep the Old by Stephen the Nuclear Man. The machine goes ping and she stifles a laugh. They loved that movie. His hands are cold in hers, so she is not surprised when the rhythmic ping changes to a whine, then to the chaos of nurses and doctors performing a full code. She allows herself to be ushered out to the sterile comfort of the waiting room. Couples fight silently overhead, the trash TV thankfully muted. Her fingers caress the worn gold of her ring. She wonders if she will wear it once he is gone. She sees the doctor in the doorway and stands to meet him.
Thank you, Stephen. Oh, the sadnesses in our lives. If only I could kiss it and make it better. Okay, maybe not. Next up is Hotspur O'Toole, Hibernia on the Skids. The link for Hibernia on the Skids is up in the show notes in case you, can't spell that out. You know where the show notes are. Come on, everybody. Shout it all at once. It doesn't matter if you're in the middle of the mank. Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And here is Hotspur.
How do I explain? I had no clues to his identity. To me, he was a wandering drunk that passed out of my rose garden in his own vomit. A man in my position has to show munificence. It's expected. So the servants made inquiries and sent him back where he came from. The magnificent gift I received in return, well, I'm set for life, I thought. It was delightful transforming mundane into fabulous. Then I got hungry. And, well, you know the rest. What will I tell her mother? And yet, she makes a lovely statue, does she not?
Thank you, Hotspur. You can check out more from Hotspur at Hibernia on the Skids. There are links in the show notes. Or you can look up Hibernia on the Skids at Google. Amazingly, his site is number one in Google for Hibernia on the Skids. Way to go, man. Next up is the lovely and talented Eva Moon, who is traveling so she can't record her story. But that leaves it to me. I mean, you know, it happens. I don't have any music that I'm going to put in the back of this or whatever. I'm just going to give it a shot. I can't do the... Let me see if I can do the sultry voice. Hold on. At last, a small cove yielded up a crescent moon of smooth sand. The crossing had been harrowing, and the coast, after months at sea, taunted them for days with impenetrable cliff walls. But the promise of a new land of golden riches kept them at the ship's rail. Ernesto leapt from the boat into the foaming surf, ignoring the water streaming into his leather boots. He scrambled up the rocks and gazed at the expanse of small yellow flowers that carpeted the land to the line of distant trees. "Captain," he shouted, grinning, "we have found the gold." Okay, maybe I should have, Ernesto. Capitan! He shouted, grinning. We have found the gold! That sounds Irish now. I'll just quit while I'm ahead. Thank you, Eva. You can check out more from Eva Moon at evamoon.net. I love doing that. Who's next? Almo! Yes, it's Almo Schulman. Almo Schulman. I love that name. Hey, who's that over there? Oh, man, it's Almo Schulman. Oh, yeah! Thumbs up. All right, Almo. Lay it on me.
Gold by Almo Schulman. The robber stood in darkness, flashlight in his teeth, and admired the exquisite inlay on the lid of the box. He ran his hand over the gleaming wood. He didn't know wood, but it felt expensive, smooth, and warm to the touch. What jewelry would the rich have? He opened the box and was awed by the way the contents sparkled under his light. The diamond earrings were the first to be plucked. Then the necklace, antique, valuable. Finally, he took the gold wedding band and let the lid of the casket drop as he slipped away into the night.
Dude, come out back. I'll get you some good, prices on these, man. Oh, sorry. Thank you, Almo. I just want to get it to a SLI laptop. $3,000. I'll get there someday. Maybe I'll just put it on the... I paid off my credit cards, okay? So, it's now the numbers are going up in the bank account instead of just constantly... falling flat like a kid, learning his first steps. No, this time... Yeah, numbers going up, and then like, oh, I gotta pay for SLCC, and you gotta pay for this, and the plane, and the hotel, and all that. Jeez, why can't they just hold it in Houston? Alright. Or Austin. Austin, I wouldn't mind. It's Central West, and all that, but, yeah, whatever. Okay, quit pitching. Thank you, Almo. Almo likes to write the stories, but... someone else that likes to write them is Mike. Hold on, do I need to... Did Mike send it? No, I gotta read this one too. Okay. Alright, I need to pick another voice for this. Thousands have killed for it. Millions possibly have died for it. In leaf form, it graces countless domes at all levels of government, as well as untold numbers of universities and church buildings. Few things are as beautiful as the gilt accents seen in pottery, porcelain, and glass, as well as on the edges of the pages of a fine book. I speak of the most desired of metals, gold. But the gold that stirs my heart and fires my blood are the flecks that dance in the eyes of my one true love every time she smiles at me. Aw, isn't that sweet? Okay, tell me more about the gold that people have possibly died for it, huh? Yeah, more of that. More! Thank you, Mike. Next up is J.D. Jerry D. J.D. White. And, got in trouble for the MCJC thing. I'm not gonna play around with J.D.'s initials. No. When you've been here for a while, the gloves come back on. So, here we go. With JD.
Good evening, Lawrence. It's Jerry D again, and once again, it is a beautiful day in Oklahoma. The topic for this week's 100 Word Podcast: gold. And gold didn't seem to fit in with John 3:16 and his continuing story, so I will leave him prowling the corridors for another time. And now, as always, keeping it brief, here's my story. Jonathan stands next to the creek and watches the water wash through his homemade sluice. His left hand, holding the long wooden handle, pushes and pulls, causing the wooden box to rock gently left and right. Jonathan's eyes, ever watchful of the gravel in the bottom of the box, glance at his first sign of color. His right hand, quickly diving into the water, grasps the nugget and lifts it to the sky. The nugget sparkles in the sun. Behind Jonathan's back, Ellen climbs onto the big stallion with the dark stranger and rides away. Truly, this is fool's gold.
I've been to Hollywood, I've been to Redwood, I crossed the ocean for a heart of gold. I've been in my mind, it's such a fine line that keeps me searching for a heart of gold. And I'm getting old.
Yeah. You can check out more from JD, Jerry D, JD, JD, Jerry D at writing.com. The link is in the show notes. And thank you, JD. It's a beautiful day in Oklahoma. Okay, that's it. The next topic that I'm going to forget, that I'm going to commit to, is Oklahoma. So, there you go. Next up is Anima Zabaleta. You see, boom! Once you get a name right, you never get it wrong. Except for Leanna. I mean, I'm just, and maybe Eva, and... Okay, fine, folks. I keep screwing up. I need to put up, like, a pronunciation guide, or maybe take multiple takes of this thing. No. One run through. You guys expect this to be on the level and perfect. And I gotta rise up to that. So here we go with Anima Zabaleta and her story. And she's like, hey, you gonna mock and all that? No. No, you're not gonna get any more mocking than anyone else does. I'm an equal opportunity. Actually, I'd love to go back and see if I've mocked certain people more than others. Maybe it's because, you know, I mock them because, you know, it's fun, and maybe I mock them because I love them more. You always mock the ones you... Ugh. All right, here we go. Anima Zabaleta.
Hello, all. Anima here with my submission for Weekly Challenge 107, entitled Jason Goes on a Mission. Nothing fancy. You have to imagine your own Greek lyres in the background. Here you go, says Jason, holding out the glass amphora to his cousin, King Aetes. A metallic pinging emanates from the jar. The arrogant youth prates on. I'm ready to take over the throne like you agreed to. What are you babbling on about? Asks the king. You said, if I brought back the golden fleece, I'd get my throne back. You never thought I'd go all the way to the gates of Hades and pluck them from Cerberus. Man, does he have some stinky dog breath? You Greek goof, clean your ears. You were to bring me the golden fleece.
Fleece! Thank you, Anima. Actually, Nardo's got fleas. We put some stuff on him, and it was supposed to work, and it isn't. So he's like, meow, meow, meow. So put some more stuff on him, and I think we're just going to shave him. Flea! I can always go, fleas! Pipey liked it when I said, fleas! Yeah, fleas, yeah, I'll take some. Next up is Guy David, the man who provides the music at the beginning, the end, in the middle in this piece. He's also recently moved from Pod Show over to the stuff is over at nightguy.guydavid.com. Pod Show is now Mevio, because it's all about me, and then they say it's all about community. Can you say block? I know you could. All right, well, Guy David, GuyDavid.com is right, and the time in this podcast is hiding inside the mashed potatoes. Don't scald me with gravy. Don't scald. Is the world surreal enough? No.
Hi there, and welcome to another weekly challenge. I'm Guy of the Night Guy podcast, where everything is covered in fairy dust and blue mist. Find me at nightguy.guydavid.com. And now onwards, here is today's story. Geppetto have really grown. Mama Giraffa was worried about him, so thin and pale. Why can't I go play on the surface, he would always ask. The humans are suspicious of strangers, Mama Giraffa would say. We can't risk them knowing about us. Geppetto could never understand this. Why would anyone be suspicious of anyone else? When I grow up, I would find a way to earn their trust, he thought. Meanwhile, the Chirapa mined the gold from the deeper underground tunnels in order to keep their cloaking devices operational. They really didn't want those humans to discover them.
Don't find them. Let them roam free. Free, I tell you.
Thank you, Guy. You can check out more from Guy at GuyDavid.com, NightGuy, GuyDavid.com, the one and only dot NightGuy, not GuyDavid.com, the one true dot the one and only dot NightGuy dot GuyDavid.com. I'd better stop. Next up is Craig from WashTheBowl.com. I love saying that. See, Craig does a daily story over at Wash the Bowl. Planet X-Ray, who isn't here this week, sort of, kind of, okay, fell by the wayside. But Craig is back, and at washtheball.com. Love saying that. All right, here comes Craig's story, and I hope you enjoy it.
Hi, everyone. This is Craig, washtheball.com, with this week's entry into the 100-word challenge, entitled Boxcar, Boxcar. Walking into the local vegetarian restaurant, I felt tension. Was my leather jacket setting them on edge? Placing my order, I smiled, looking deeply into eyes that didn't look back. My order of a simple brown rice bowl came with a bonus, a side of silence, no charge. In the restroom, Howl played in endless loop. I washed my hands, mouthing, I saw the best minds of my generation destroyed by madness. Who lit cigarettes in boxcars, boxcars, boxcars? Who cut their wrists three times? I stood looking at my gold watch, wondering about different roles. Then left.
That, my friends, is pure greatness. Thank you, Craig. You can check out more from Craig at washtheball.com. I like that one. That was cool. That one brought up images. I love it when you can close your eyes and hear it and you see it. And you don't just see it, you smell it. And I smell brown rice. And I hear Howl. All of these. Bring us into little teeny tiny worlds, and then we're so abruptly kicked out with my stupid voice. Sorry. The man who is, I think Allison, he's got the most anyway, Ellison is, he's here. He is here. Ellison is back. You can check out his stuff at ellison1.blogspot.com. And, well, with no further ado, let's begin.
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to Weekly Challenge number 108 at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The topic of this week's challenge is gold, and my story is entitled Gone Fishin'. Theodoric was in trouble, deep trouble. As an up-and-coming young alchemist at the Magisterium, he had boasted openly of his ability to turn base metal into gold. Too openly. For when the regent's men overheard him, they were swift to pass word to their master. Now he shared a fetid cell with a heap of leaden ingots. Transmute or die, they had told him. Sweating, trembling, he closed his eyes, tonelessly reciting the incantation. An ill-timed stutter on the last word added 15 protons and 27 neutrons too many, whereupon the magisterium, along with the surrounding countryside, ceased to exist. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison, signing off.
Thank you, Ellison. You can check out more from Ellison at ellison1.blogspot.com. Now, I'm sure you're waiting for one from Caleb today, but there is going to be none from Caleb. He is working on an amazing project written by a deranged lunatic, and he's working on it with Will of Smart Bomb Radio, and it's going to be posted on the Black Tie Martini Club, hopefully Monday. And it's going to be a doozy. And I think, watch out, folks. You know, if you're bored with Adam Curry blithering and Ron Paul this, Ron Paul that, and United States sucks and media sucks and whatever, you're going to want to check this out. This is, this pretty much rips open all envelopes, I think. And, from what I've heard so far, the performances are spectacular. Truly. This is, if I believed in awards, I think this one's going to retire pretty much every podcasting award in existence. Okay. Next up is, Terrence from, Never Was, mcleanweb.ca/neverwas, and it's time for Raul. He's continuing the role. Now, Terry T of, Quiet Time Podcast, he was doing the Stranded one, but, he's been a little busier celebrating the retirement or something like that, but there you go. You know, when folks get a little busy or they get a little antsy, you know, take a break, take a few weeks, and come back to it. Not that I ever take a break. Every single freaking day, I've got to get a story out. Like Chevrodza, but oh, whatever. Am I up to 1,001 days yet? Can I get free? Genie, let me out. Okay, here we go. Terrence, with Raoul, that never was.
In part one, the hunt began. We watched as Shali, a young mage, struggled to find her own path and faced off against the greatest evil in the world. Barely coming away from it with her life. That evil has survived, And now, in part two, the chase begins as the mages rush to destroy that evil before it can take root. Join me, Terence McLean, the author, and my guest readers at Never Was for part two, Chasing Shadows. On May 15th, 2008, Shadow Hunter continues, and the chase begins. Find it at www.mcleanweb.ca/neverwas. Hello, this is Terence McLean of the Never Was podcast. As you just heard, my next podcast novel is set to debut next Thursday. This is part two of my podcast serial Shadow Hunter, and I hope that you will all come over and join me at Never Was at www.mcleanweb.ca/neverwas. And now here is my story for the 108th weekly challenge, Gold. Over the years, many had feared Raoul. Many trembled at his mere presence. People fled from him. He was, after all, the most feared of all his brothers, even if he had been written out of the good book. There was, however, the one time all that changed. People were not running or quivering at his presence. They were cheering him. This had not been his intent. He had hoped that his actions would lead to the damnation of millions. He would have never guessed people would be happy that he turned all those hopeful singers into golden idols.
Bye.
May 15th, everyone. Mark your calendars. You better. McLeanWeb.ca/neverwas. Better do it right now. I'm going to take a few seconds here, and so you can write it down. Even rewind and make sure you get that URL right. Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Raoul. First, Raoul, you've been just a trooper, you know, going through all this all these weeks. But most of all, thank you to Terence for bringing you to us. Hopefully, you know, still keep coming back. All right. There's one more story. Liana didn't make it. She's, you know, belly dancing her way to the stars. Tinkle, tinkle, tinkle. All right. Let's get this over with. This is the guy that picked the topic for this week. And, it's, you know, it's Planet Z. Here we go.
For months we sack and pillage the new world, plundering the riches of empire and carting away tons of vanished gold. Cortez Chiquismath. Did we plunder 6 or 7 cities of gold, he asked. Some of the men say 6. Some say 7. One say 8. But Pedro, one say 8. You're not so good at math. Do we go back? I ask. No, said Cortez. We have enough. It gives something to go back to, no? We load the ships, raise the sails, and head back to Cleveland. So simple to rob Canada these days, yes?
Terence is gonna kill me for that one. And there you have it. A whole bunch of stories about gold. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting. What? The voting? Oh, my God. Isn't that decided yet? Does Hillary have no shame? Oh, wait. This is something else. This takes place on the website podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winner chooses a topic for the next week and goes first and all that. You can also subscribe to the podcast RSS feed. One click subscribe in iTunes, podcast ready, that sort of thing. There's also links to everybody's homepages on the side. Everyone who's ever been a part of this crazy thing. Okay. The music for the opening and the closing were provided by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Oh, yay! And by the way, he's moved off of Mevio over to his own sort of thing. But don't forget, just GuyDavid.com. Forget about that Mevio pod show crap. You know, Chris Brogan was here this week for some sort of Twitter kind of talk, social networking meetup thing. He sang Faith.
I need to scrub my ears.
There'll be the usual stuff tomorrow. And then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. I'll post the topic in a little bit. Oh, by the way, Monday. Monday at 6 p.m. Texas time, 4 p.m. Second Life time. Grace Buford, a.k.a. Solindri and Ruta Peka. I don't recognize the girl. Yeah, she's going to be up in the clock tower. It's kind of a furniture. She's recently moved into her own place. She's been kind of living the gypsy life with her kids and all this. But they have their own space now. And she's going to be like, you know, the heroic piano teacher, you know, patrolling the neighborhood. Sort of like Batman. But she's like standing up on the roof, you know. Oh no, there's a kid in trouble. Piano teacher! And like, you know, going and teach. But, okay, so she's not exactly sleeping on cardboard boxes and rolled up newspapers. But, kind of thought, you know, it'd be nice, you know, housewarming kind of thing within Second Life and podcasting, whatever, to show her appreciation, for all the stuff and the work and okay. So, drop me a line around 6 p.m. Texas time or a little before that. I'll get you the stream information and I'll point you to the PayPal jar. And, she doesn't need Wedgeworth or Shaker furniture, that kind of stuff, but something nice. Something nice. We'll see. So, there you go. Oh, don't forget about, Monday. Black Tie Martini Club is going to break down all the barriers. I think you're going to see Hitler and Goebbels in a new light. Or you're going to see me through the torchlight as you jab a pitchfork through. Thank you once again for listening. And, as always, keep it brief.
Closing.